ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
This next section I dedicate to some of the great pioneers of book distribution. One of them here in India, His Grace Bhima Prabhu. Bhima Prabhu came from America, from the Radha Damodar traveling system under Vishnu Janaswami and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And he came to Maharashtra, and then he started the bus program. And then he started spreading the message of book distribution. And book distribution expanded everywhere. And because of him, revolution sparked. And there are many other great stalwarts in book distribution, many of them, the Matajis. In Los Angeles, there were many Vaishnavis who were going out regularly for book distribution, and Prabhupada always gave them special time and consideration to encourage them. And gave them lines to say, asked what they were saying. And we always noticed that Prabhupada gave special attention to those who took the austerity to go out for book distribution. So you can be very sure that following in the footsteps of these great souls like Bhima Prabhu and some of the early devotees who sparked the revolution of book distribution in the world, that you're following in footsteps that will get you noticed by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes at festivals, when Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan amidst the big festival proceedings, his eyes would be watching while the devotees were distributing books. He was noticing specifically, and on his morning walks, he'd ask anyone who was a book distributor there, "So what are people saying?" He liked to hear from the front of the battle, because Prabhupada was there in the front of the battle himself. He went out personally, by himself, all over India. He even made the books himself, carried them, shipped them, took care of them. When he came to America, he did the same thing. He just brought books. And he distributed a book to this ship captain before he got off. Everyone says he had 40 rupees, but actually he had $20. Because he sold the first set of books for $20 to the ship captain. Also, another little known fact, Prabhupada had sold 16 sets, the three volumes of First Canto, to the Library of Congress in Delhi. And Delhi then, from that Library of Congress, they dispatched those sets to various libraries around the world. One of them was the New York Public Library. When Prabhupada came to America, the books were already there. Brahmananda Prabhu personally told me, I interviewed him before he passed away, obviously, and for my book. And he told me that Prabhupada, that was his entertainment for some time. He used to take three different buses to go uptown to the New York Public Library, go in and see how his books had made it into that library. Brahmananda said that was his entertainment. And he personally went around New York before anyone was with him to put books in bookstores and many other places. So Prabhupada knew what it meant to distribute books. So you're in Prabhupada's company when you go out in book distribution. He's looking down on you and appreciating what you're doing. You're following in the footsteps in a very ecstatic way. So now we have some Bhagavad Gitas. I have to see what your Bhagavad Gita looks like. And we'll do a practical run through the system of distributing the Bhagavad Gita. Both, we're going to do it two ways. One way is the way I showed you, was saying hi, making a conscious contact with somebody, and going through the various steps, which I'm going to review right now really quickly. And the second way is the one I taught you for distributing books to Hindus. Okay? So what we're going to do in just 1 minute, actually more like 7.5 minutes, we're going to make some rows in here. We're going to stand up. And you'll face a partner. And then one of you, on one side of the row, everyone will have a Bhagavad Gita. On the other side, everyone will be empty-handed. And we're going to practice going through the presentation. And then when we finish going one side, we'll go the other side. And then if you have questions, we'll go through the questions. So that way you have it fresh in your mind about how to present the Bhagavad Gita in these particular ways I'm mentioning. Does that sound like an okay plan? Please say yes. Okay. So now let me review. Where's Madhava? Prabhu, if you stand over here. And I'll run through the process again. The step by step. So please take note. Please stand over here, Prabhu. Yeah, you keep the mic. So the first step is to make a conscious contact. What's this?
Hi.
It's high. What is it as an instrument? It's a radar gun. This is your radar. You didn't know you had such powers in your hand, did you? You do. Now watch this. Hi.
Hi.
See? He's a living being. He can respond. Living beings, a dead stone can't respond like that. So you've got a whole city full of living beings to choose from. So now, that's the first step. Remember, you just pick people out. And if you're nervous about book distribution, don't do the whole thing. Just practice saying hi to people and see how they react. Just for a while and see what happens. You're just like, hi.
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 Hi. Hi. And you'll notice when you go through people on the street, you'll start to get used to that. That, yeah, I can make a conscious contact with people. And then remember the next step is to qualify. So how do I qualify somebody? Remember being a master asker? So I'll ask a question. Don't ask a yes or no question, because if you say, are you from Bangalore? So no, and keep walking. People like to say no. Even when they're born, little kids say, clean up your room. No. Have something to eat. No. So if you ask the man on the street, it's like, would you like one of these? And no. So don't ask him a yes or no question. Otherwise, they'll remember their childhood and they'll say, no. They don't even know what it is. Why don't you want it? I don't care. Okay, so I'm from California. Where are you from?
I'm from India.
India? I love India. This is from California to India. Books on yoga and meditation that show you how to get free from stress. You've heard of stress before, right?
Yeah.
Really? You don't look stressed. In fact, you look very peaceful. Don't mind me saying this, but you look spiritual.
Thank you.
What's your secret?
I do some exercise.
I knew it. All right, here, I'll show you really quick. See, this is a famous book called Bhagavad Gita. It's used in all the major universities. And we all start here. Now, let the record show, I'm showing them the changing bodies. We all start here, we end up here, we're just passing through. Where are you in all this? This is configured a little differently than, okay. See, I'm showing him this. Where are you in this?
I'm here.
You're here, I'm here. I was here about 5 minutes ago. And you've heard of karma, right?
Yes.
What does it mean to you?
Action and reactions.
Action, whoa, I love the way you put things. If more people in the world thought like you, it'd be a better world to live in. What do you do professionally?
I'm a professor.
What kind of professor?
Yeah, I'm a professor in a college, university.
What do you teach?
I teach to...
Back and forth.
I teach to mechanical engineering students.
Really? This guy used to be a mechanical engineering teacher. We don't sell it, like in a bookstore. We just ask for donation. We don't need the money, but when you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, it connects you to the previous teachers who have passed it down over many generations, and allows you to enter deeply within the knowledge.
Thank you. I'm looking for this kind of book. Thank you so much.
See? See? Let the record show that he gave 200 rupees. And he actually did earlier. Okay. So, thank you. You believe in the power of prayer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's a beautiful prayer in Sanskrit. Please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
You're natural. And here is prasadam. Thanks for being so kind.
Thank you so much. I'll give
thank
to my
you.
Son.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so now, the second way is the Hindu way. And this time I don't hand him anything. Hi. Hi. I'm from California. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from India.
India. I love India. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. What part of India are you from?
I'm from Bangalore.
Bangalore. I really like it down here. It's beautiful. Well, we're all out here today. We're doing a special benefit to spread spiritual knowledge. Now, you know more about this than me, but Bhagavad Gita is non-sectarian knowledge that teaches how to overcome the complexities of life. And nowadays, there's so many complexities in the world. So, as you know, there's a need in the world for spiritual solutions to modern problems. So, we're printing Bhagavad Gita, which your mother probably studied and your grandmother probably memorized, and you already know Bhagavad Gita. But this is for people all over the world. We're printing in Japanese, Chinese, European languages, and we're starting schools for young people to make the world a better place through spiritual knowledge. So today it's a fundraiser. We're going to all these shops. We've been up and down all the shops. We have about 3,000 of us out around the city today, so you're surrounded. And it's a fundraiser, and we're just asking everybody for money.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to help?
Sure.
Thank you.
Because my grandparents and my parents used to read and study.
See, I knew it.
To listen.
Yeah, I could tell by looking at you, because you look very spiritual.
I'm appreciating that you become, you are taking that knowledge.
Thank you.
And you are transferring us.
Thank you very much. Well, you know more about this than I do. I'm just a humble servant. You give whatever you like. We take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Carte Blanche, Diners Club, Venmo, Apple Pay. And let the record show that it gave yet another donation. Hare Krishna. And now, let's say the Hare Krishna mantra again together to bring good luck to the world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And this is some Mahaprasadam from the temple. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. That's a donation for your first Gita that you do today. Okay? You gave it, but I give it back to you. Hare Krishna. I didn't give him a book?
No.
Okay, here you go. That's true. Thank you very much for helping out.
Hare Krishna. All right.
Okay. So now let's start on one side. And let me just say that when we're doing this exercise, just get a repetition in from each side. Don't put obstacles for the person. Don't say, where are you from? I'm from Mars. I don't have any money. Go along with them. Try to help them go through the thing. You just want to get the reps in, okay? So go one way with the Western way, both sides. And then we're going to go through, we're going to stop and see if you have any questions. We're going to go the Hindu way. You go the Western way and then the Hindu way, okay? So both sides Western, stop, then we're going to go and take questions, and then we'll go both sides Hindu. Are you ready? Let's go Western. Okay, turn back to your partner and go through the steps starting with hi. Go. So do you have any questions or concerns? Anything come up that you want to answer? Okay. Wait, we're just taking a few questions. Just a few.
Just one was that if they're ready to give, like if the cost is 200, if they're ready to give 50, 100, like this. So.
Yeah, so if you're finding that when you ask for donations, people aren't giving enough, you can tell them. Remember when I told Madhava Govinda, I said they cost us with shipping and printing about 200. Anything you give over that is a donation. They cost us about 200. So you can tell them an amount. That will help you out. It's rather than just leaving it open for a donation of any kind, you can say, they cost us 200, anything over that is a donation.
And if they have a duplicate below that, like 150?
You can give a small book.
Well, you can give a small book, but you be careful about when you're presenting the book, having this thing where you give the book, you ask for a donation, then you take it back. If you're not willing to let a book go for under the cost that you're used to getting, then you should be very clear up front and don't use the term donation. You can just say that the books cost us 200 and we ask 200 and anything over that. Be straightforward. But don't say donation And then if they give less than it, then say, can I give you a smaller book? Because this is like a whiplash. And people don't like it. They may not say anything, but they'll walk away and they don't feel good about it. So you can, it's like a little dial. You can always adjust the dial. When if you see that the thing asking for donations doesn't work, then you can adjust a little bit more and be more straightforward about, okay, they're 200. And over that is a donation. Does that help? Okay, you can adjust it as you go. And listen, there's no harm if a few of them get away for a little under, because you're going to make up for it later. And it always helps too, when you're building your party, to have a little stock of extra books that you get subsidized, so that you can get in the mood, see what it's like to have some training wheels on your bicycle, so that you know you can ask for donations and see how it goes without getting all nervous every single time about how much you're going to get for every book. Because that's a sure way to discourage new people to distribute, is to be, have too much pressure on how much to get from each book. Okay? What other points do you have? Prabhu.
Like when we were discussing, at one point of time, I got stuck in the conversation, and then it was difficult for me to come back and again start the conversation. So because the other person said something, and I was lost, and then it was difficult to start the conversation again.
You just have to practice. You just have to practice. You try the template as much as you can, get repetitions, and it's not going to always go exactly according to plan, and that's okay. At least you have an idea of point A, B, C, D, E, like that. And do your best to patch it back together and come back to it. And you'll just see that you'll start to develop a sense of rhythm. And it's okay to mess up. There's no harm in messing up the template. And this is just a template. Later, after you get used to this, you'll see that it really helps you. And then you can innovate later. You can cut it short, you can make it longer, whatever you want to do. It's not an absolute thing, but it gives you a starting point to mess around with. And every time you make a mistake, you're going to ask somebody, like, what do I do about this? What, you know, in this particular circumstance, how do I fix it? So if someone starts a conversation, you just wait to come back to the appropriate time. And sometimes, if someone already says, oh, I love the Bhagavad Gita, I want the Bhagavad Gita, how much is it? You don't have to go through the whole presentation and say, no, no, let me say the whole thing. Because, you know, some relative might come out and go, Deepak, let's go. We got to leave, you know, and take them away. So just cut to the chase and say, you know, they cost us 200 to print, and people are giving donations. Everything over 200 is a donation. It goes to print books for other people. Okay? Anything else?
Some places people have asked, why you are selling Bhagavad Gita? Why can't you give free of cost? You should give free of cost. I used to tell them that is we are giving free of cost to the people who are not earning money, such as the jail inmates or poor children, government schools, orphanages. We are giving free of cost. That's why we are collecting donation from you. Like that, I used to tell. Is it correct? I don't know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with what you said. But the point is, of the way I'm presenting the donation's not for us, it's for you. Because you can tell people, especially in India, this is dakshina. When you receive holy scripture, you're supposed to give something in return for it. It qualifies you to read it. You're not supposed to take scripture for free. I was in Jagannath Puri, and we were doing a huge Harinam with Aryatra in front of the Jagannath temple. We set up book tables, and I was going around selling books. And then this beggar lady came over, and she was begging from me while I was talking to people. So I turned around and gave her a book. And then I said, now you give a donation. Do I have a right to ask a beggar for a donation? What is your opinion?
Yes.
What is your opinion?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Because, and she knew it too, although she resisted at first. I said, you give a donation. And then she was acting like, no, I can't be. And I said, no, you give. And then a crowd came around us to see what would happen. And there was this competition. And finally, she got this big smile on her face, this beggar, and she gave a big handful of change for a small book. And everyone, yay! And the point is, it's not for us. We're not selling a book, but we're taking on behalf of Krishna. It's a benediction for somebody to have an opportunity to give. We don't want to deprive anyone of the opportunity, you can tell people, of doing service for Krishna. We're not taking the money. This is allowing seva for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Krishna book, there's a story of the lady going around and she's selling, bartering fruit. And Krishna comes out with his tiny little palms. He's got a palm full of rice. And by the time he gets to the vendor, he only has a few grains. He gives it to her. She loads him up with fruits. She turns around and her whole cart is full of jewels. And that's what happens when people give. You want to tell them don't give? That means you're depriving the opportunity to give something to Krishna. This is our orientation. That's why we're asking for donations. And if you straightforwardly tell people that's why we're doing it, they'll understand. These people are smart. The people born here in South India, they're demigods. They know what's going on. Seriously. It's not ordinary to be born here. They're smart enough to know that. If you just be straightforward, you don't have to play around. Just be very straightforward and tell them, this is why we're doing it. This is for you, not for me. We're supposed to do this. It's yajna. It's a sacrifice. You give. Okay? Any last questions? Yes.
When you go for group distribution, we got different kinds of replies. First one, some people will take, small children, or Bhakti Vriksha children. Okay, we train them, you have to talk like that, and they are happy. They do that. Some will say, we come to temple only directly and give.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the common reply we get. And second one,
Wait, one at a time.
Yeah.
So when people say that I'll come to the temple and give directly, I said that's first thing, remember I said honor the objection. So this is an objection. They're saying I'm not going to give now, I'm going to give when I want, I'm going to come to the temple, right? So you don't say no. You say yes, this is a very good idea. I totally agree with you. This is a great idea. But let me make one suggestion. Today this is very special because the temple has come to you. So, first, totally honor the objection, because then it takes away the resistance, and then give them the replacement. So that's the replacement for I'm coming to the temple. And then you can tell them, if they resist it even a little bit more, you say, I don't know you, you don't know me. Nothing happens by chance when it comes to a spiritual exchange. Krishna must have wanted this. Otherwise, why would he have arranged it? And today, he came to you. Instead of making you go all the way to the temple. So you just give whatever you like. And the second point was?
Exactly the same kind of reply we gave. Some got and some said, we go to temple regularly, we will give. Second one, they say, we have already Bhagavad Gita so many in our house.
Yes,
you give them, we said. Okay,
again, when we're dealing with Hindus, we assume they already have Bhagavad Gita, their mother read Bhagavad Gita, their grandmother memorized Bhagavad Gita. That's already given. And you even tell them that, because you tell them ahead of time, preemptively, what they're going to say. And that's what they're going to say. So the book is not for them. These books, you hold back the book for Hindus until they donate, then you give it, and then there's no problem. If you've already given the book, turns out they're Hindu, it's not for you. This book's not for you. You already know Bhagavad Gita. Your mother read Bhagavad Gita and your grandmother memorized Bhagavad Gita. You tell them what they're about to say, and this book isn't for you, it's for somebody else. And they're just carrying it forward. Okay? Alright, so now go Hindu. Are you ready for Hindu? Let's hear it for the Hindu. Hari Bol! So, do the Hindu routine as best you can, remember. Back forth, two times. Okay, ready? Go. I hereby deputize you in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada as book distributors. Please give your life and soul to this activity. Do it for self-purification, not for self-aggrandizement, not for any reason, just for purification. You'll become blessed and you'll please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam are the answer to all questions of life. You have the answers. Make people fortunate. Now the hardest part of our seminar. That is just moving us from one point to the other. Don't feel discouraged if it's hard to find your car or find a parking space or get out into the place. Do be very careful though. Safety first. Watch out for traffic. Everyone, don't step in a hole. Be careful the how you move. But keep in mind, and this is the third or fourth time I've said it, the hardest part of Sankirtan is just getting out to the spot. So right now, Sri Ram and others are going to tell us how to stay organized. They've come up with some system. Let's see what system they have for us. And we'll just cooperate with it. You did so good in getting ready in teams for this exercise. Now the next thing we're going to do is follow their instructions. And then we're going to all go out to the spots that we're supposed to. And we're going to touch the pavement. Make sure you get pictures of you touching the pavement, okay? And we're going to send them all over the world to show everyone that Bangalore is moving up in the world in book distribution. The congregational book distribution is awakening here. And the dynasty is alive and well. Hari Bol! Thank you very, very much for your great enthusiasm today in listening. And I'll see you back. I'll see you out there. And then we'll meet again tomorrow morning. Right? To talk about what happened and what the realizations are.
Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman.